Thanks to the Queensland Cricketers Club. Steve from Q1 is here. Steve, good to see you. We haven't seen you for the last few weeks just because of natural disasters and a few other things that have been happening around. But you're here celebrating a 50th. Not your 50th.
No, not yet. Certainly not yet. 50 years of cask wine, Ben.
50 years of cask wine.
The Australian invention of cask wine. The old bottle in a bag. Bag in a box.
So that's an Australian invention.
Australian invention. It actually was created by the Ango family down in South Australia. Mm. And the old bag in the box used to have a 6-bottle capacity.
6 bottles.
Yeah. And it's obviously really taken off. And you can get casks now in 1.5-litre volume, 2-litre volume, 4-litre volume. So it's quite common, to the point where 1 in 3 glasses of wine in Australia comes from a cask.
Really? 1 in 3? Because, okay, the moment you think cask wine, you kind of think it's on the cheaper end or not as good quality as that in a bottle.
And it's easy to make that perception. I remember selling 4 litres of it for $7.
And
Them's were the days. But not so much. And look, the quality's improved so much that I was recently throwing some samples from Accolade, which are commonly known as Hardy's now, mm-hmm. and they've released this Magnum series of cask wines. And when we say a Magnum is a 1.5-litre bottle, which is the same as two bottles, really. So two bottles in one. So this Magnum series is 1.5 litres. And they've got 13 casks in this Magnum range, and they're literally bottle-quality wines.
Really?
In a bag. So
why put them in a bag instead of a bottle?
Convenience. It's so easy just to take them on a picnic, camping, anywhere you like. And it's a lot lighter, and they last a lot longer too. So the wine remains fresher in the cask. You need to remember, when you open a bottle of wine, oxygen gets in. And we spoke about last year that oxygen isn't wine's friend.
Yeah, right.
So oxidization starts. So
in a cask, it doesn't.
No, because it's all gravity poor, and the oxygen can't get in. So it can last you up to six weeks. It'll be quite fresh.
All right, I'm going to look out for some of this Magnum cask wine then, if that's all right. That's red and white.
Red and whites, yeah. So some wines they've got in their range are the Horton's White Classic, the Cat Amongst the Pigeons, the Hardy's Chronicle range, and Brooklyn Valley. So the two wines I thought I'd share today would be the Brooklyn Valley Verse 1 Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. So these Magnum wines go for about $23 for 1.5 litres.
And oh, that's not bad. So it's 2 bottles, $23, yep.
Two bottles and a bag and a box. Mm. And you can probably get it a bit cheaper than 23. But the good white Glen Crisp
characteristics. Where is Brooklyn Valley?
Western Australia, okay. Margaret River.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a great little spot. I've been there. I've got an interesting statue at the front. Won't go into it.
Okay. You can't say that and then not go into it.
Oh, you can have a look. Go Google it.
All right, so bang for your buck. Brooklyn Valley Verse 1 Sauvignon Blanc, $23. What about a red?
So Blanc Sauvignon, and the red is a Cabernet Merlot, and this is really good stuff. Really good stuff for a cask wine. So it's dark plum fruit. It's smooth, savoury edge to it. It's really delicious. And it's good stuff. Barbecue, picnic, camping. Rip in.
Sensational. Steve, that is great. We are doing it thanks to the Queensland Cricketers Club, Australia's greatest stadium club experience. If you've missed those bang for your bucks, they will be up on our website. Steve from Q Wine,